Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning, everyone. We have some news on various fronts, not the least of which is that we are delighted to have Reverend Doug Wilson with us this morning, who will be running our service. But a couple of other things while I'm standing up here getting you to settle down and get ready for things. I just took this position known as lay leader. And Don Maston and I have conferred on this, and he's advising me. And I'm still not quite sure I know what it all means, as they say. But part of what it means is I'm hoping to hear from you on a variety of matters, because my title supposedly gives me permission to invade various committees and show up in the pastor's office and things of that nature. So if there should be a concern, a suggestion, an observation, a good joke, whatever you've got, if you want it passed on to any part of the organization, let me know. I would be happy to pass things on. And with that, we turn the service over to Reverend Doug.
Good morning. It's great to be with you today, and also welcome a radio audience. We're very glad to be worshiping God together this morning as we share this special time together. Thank you. I'm thankful for the opportunity we have to center ourselves in God's presence. I'm thankful, too, for the call to worship that Mark just played to help us do that. Thank you. And may we join together in our call to worship. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him.
To the soul that seeks Him.
It is good that one should wait quietly. May we join together in our opening hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Welcome Steve this morning to help us with the scripture readings.
The first of this morning's scriptures is taken from Exodus 13, 17 through 18. After the king had finally let the people go, the Lord did not lead them through the Philistine territory, though that was the shortest way. God had said, if they are attacked, they may decide to return to Egypt. So he led them around through the desert and through the Red Sea. The Israelites left Egypt prepared for battle. And continuing on Exodus 20 through 22, the people of Israel left Succoth and came to Etham at the border of Egypt near the desert. During the day, the Lord went ahead of the people in a thick cloud, and during the night, he went ahead of them with a flaming fire. That way, the Lord could lead them at all times, whether day or night.
Thank you.
One of the things that I enjoy doing most in life is hiking. I love the outdoors, the trees, the woods, and the sky. In the summer, when it's not raining, I love hiking in the summer. One summer, some friends and myself took on a new adventure. A friend got a map, and we started hiking the Finger Lakes Trail that is south of Letchworth Park. We started at a place called Whiskey Bridge, which is on Route 19A, just south of Letchworth Park and Portageville. The Finger Lake Trail heads east there toward the Swain Ski area and beyond. And by hiking it in sections, we decided to make the Swain Ski area our goal. And when we were on the trail, though tiring and very tiring at times, as we hiked up and down the foothills of the Allegheny Mountains that run north and south, as we were trying to hike from west to east, it seemed like one of our favorite things to do on the trail was to lose it and get lost. And though the trail often had these white blazes on the trees ahead to help us find our way, that didn't stop us from taking this and that wrong turn. But once we stopped seeing those white blazes on the trees ahead, we would turn around, retrace our steps until we found a way back on the trail again. You could say that when we were hiking, we were having a wilderness experience. Perhaps you could also say that there is what could be called wilderness experiences in life. While not in the wilderness itself, there can be experiences in life that feel like a wilderness. When I was in high school, I remember studying about an 18th century writer and poet whose name was John Milton. We learned that early in his career, he wrote many political pamphlets in regards to the politics of the time. In fact, he worked so hard at writing those that unfortunately he went blind. And about that, he wrote a poem entitled, On His Blindness. A portion of the poem goes like this. When I consider how my light is spent, ere half my days in this dark world and wide, and that one talent that is death to hide, lodged with me useless, though my soul more bent to serve therewith my Maker. So with his light spent, his now being blind, John Milton was finding the experience to be like a wilderness, not knowing where to turn to find his way through, including not being able to use what he considered to be his talent, his writing. But the poem in John Milton's journey continues, where he wrote further in his poem, "But patience to prevent that murmur soon replies, God doth not need either man's work or his own gifts. Who best bear his mild yoke, they serve him best. His state is kingly, thousands at his bidding speed, and post o'er land and ocean without rest. They also serve who only stand and wait. So John Milton did just that. He served by standing and waiting until God gave him a new inspiration. It was the epic poem about the fall of Satan from heaven entitled Paradise Lost, which he followed up by writing Paradise Regained about Jesus. Because he couldn't see to write, he dictated the poem. And because he was blind and had learned to appreciate sounds, the words he dictated sound even more beautiful when read aloud. So sickness, like going blind or any other sickness or recovery, can be like a wilderness experience as we try to find our way through. So too other experiences in life, such as transitions, can be wilderness experiences. There can be some positive wilderness experiences in life, like when Nancy and I are trying to babysit our grandchildren and trying to know what to do to care for them and to try to keep up with them. In the Bible, there are what can be called wilderness experiences. Perhaps we call the one in the Old Testament, which Steve read to us about, in which the people of Israel were trying to get across the wilderness on their way to the Promised Land. And in their wilderness experience, both literally and experientially, they too struggled to find their way forward. Yet they had some help, for as they traveled in the wilderness, do we recall how they found their way through? The Bible tells us that they were led by a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire by night. In other words, as difficult and as trying as the journey was, they were not alone. God was with them and God was leading them. First then, God was with them. For not only the pillar of cloud during the day and the pillar of fire during the night, but the Ark of the Covenant which they carried all reminded them of the Lord God being with them. You have a beautiful church here. The church building itself and the sanctuary is not only beautiful, but reminds us of another wonderful reality. It reminds us and you and your community that God is with you and with them. When I was a pastor, I was sometimes called out to be in the intensive care unit in the hospital to see someone. And it was there that I often experienced God the most, for I believe that God is with us the most in our time of greatest need. The cross, too, reminds us of the lengths to which God in Christ is willing to go to let us know that he is with us in everything. So God is present with us, especially in our wilderness experiences. Second, we find that God was not only with the people of Israel, but God led them. Again, the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire remind us of that reality, so God can lead us, too. A while back, I was visiting a friend in their home. This person happened to be a member of the Portville United Methodist Church near Olean that I was serving at the time. And this individual was struggling with her life and faith. But one day she told me she was reading and studying the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. But then she came across the next line. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. And she said that what hit her about that sentence was the word through. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Interestingly enough, it was not the word valley. It was not even the word death or the word evil, but the word through. She then realized that God was telling her that there would be a way through her valley. And when she realized that, and what God was telling her, how God would lead her even through her valley, even though she didn't know how she would get through it yet, nevertheless, sensing that God would lead her, she felt much better. In other words, God will help you walk through any valley in which you find yourself. It may not be a pillar of cloud during the day or a pillar of fire by night, perhaps by a friend or in some other way, God will help you and lead you too. For if we take time to listen to God or look for the trailblazes in which God will provide on the trail on which we are traveling, God can and will show us the way. Finally, God is not only present and will show us the way, but there's one more thing that God asked us to do. When the people of God, the Israelites, were in the wilderness, what did God have them do? Well, they took time to worship God, such as at Mount Sinai. They took time to eat the manna, the bread, which God had also provided. But God also asked them to do something else. God also asked them to move forward, to travel forward with their lives toward a promised land that God will provide as well. Yet in the midst of real struggles in our lives, we sometimes understandably wonder if and how we can take the next step. To help us find an answer, the words of a favorite song of mine entitled Step by Step comes to mind. It goes like this. O God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. O God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your way. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Thus, as we remember that God is present with us, that God is willing and able to lead us, and that we can move forward as we are ready, step by step. Step by step, as you may be facing a time of special need in your life. Step by step in times of temptation. Step by step in your individual journeys of faith. Step by step, He'll lead you. Let us pray. Dear God, we acknowledge that life is not always easy and there can be experiences in life that can overwhelm us, that we can find ourselves lost on the trail of our life. Yet thanks be to you that even in those times you are present and lead us through the valley. Help each one of us to be open to your leading so we can find our way through. For in the Spirit of Jesus we pray. Amen. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Jesus also said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine." And I'm thankful helping you do this. The light and grace of Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship and the friendship of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This service is from Sunday, January 11th, 2015. The pastor is Reverend Doug Wilson, speaking on the topic of God Leads Us Through the Wilderness.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.